Now it's time for another episode of Shanachie Corner. Shanachie Corner sees the renowned author, storyteller, lecturer and broadcaster Eddie Lenehan regale us with a memorable story from his extensive collection of old Irish tales and fables. In our latest installment of Shanachie Corner, Eddie brings us a story about a farming couple who help a woman in need, but the woman isn't all that she first seems.
Everyone knows that you shouldn't interfere with fairy property, a fairy vote, a fairy path, a fairy bush. Only a fool would interfere with things like that. And if you don't, well, there's consequences. But there's another side to the good people, na dhéanamh uaisle, that they have their troubles just like we have. And if you maybe give them a hand when they're in trouble, well, they might give you a hand too. I heard a story one time from a man in Bearfield, very near to us, and he said that his grandfather, this was in the early 1950s now, when the light was scarce, when electricity was only just coming in many country places. And remember, at that time now, it was women that were bringing in electricity more than men, because it was women were doing the housework at that time, scrubbing clothes, washing nappies, napkins as they called them, on washboards that time, dragging water from well, scrubbing floors with scrubbing brushes. And electricity was needed. Remember, a tap that time made all the difference in the world in a house. But in any case, these people, they had three cows, which was no bad thing. They weren't poor people, they weren't rich people. And this particular morning, they were gone out to do the milking. The man, he was gone out with his bucket, and the woman, she was inside washing an old gallon, a sweet gallon. You know, remember the old sweet gallons? And she'd be gone out to join him shortly. And so she did. But this was before breakfast. Now they were going out early to do the bit of the jobs first. And as she was going out to the cowshed, she had this crying of a little child. And of course, to be a woman that had noticed that thing more than a man. And she stopped. And the first thing that entered her head was a travelling woman. And there was many of them on the road at the time. Poor people travelling from here to there, very often with their children. So she went back and looked up and down the road. No one. So anyway, back she went again to join the husband at the milking. But as she was passing down towards the shed, there was the crying again. Now, in the next field, just the field adjoining them, was a lis, a fort, a fairy fort. And she looked, because that's where the crying was coming from, and there inside in the fort was a woman sitting on a stone feeding a child, breastfeeding a little child, but obviously not successfully, because the child was crying and whinging and crying, and obviously hungry. So what did the woman do? Sensible woman, of course, ran down to the shed where the man was milking and said, "Have we anything? Have we anything milked?" And the man, of course, what, have we anything milk? And he might have about a pint of milk milked. So she said, give me. And she poured the milk into her gallon, and up she went and reached it in between the bushes, in towards the woman, and left it. And back to the shed again. And of course the man was full of questions. Why, what, where, what, and she explained briefly. No, he said no more, and she said no more. Only he went on with the milking. And when the milking was done, as much as they could do of it with the one bucket, they came back and they had their breakfast. But during the breakfast, she said, wouldn't it be a nice thing to invite the poor woman in and have a bite to eat? If the child is hungry, she's probably hungry. And so he wasn't going to do it. You know the way men were at the time, Irish men, very cool, look, especially a woman breastfeeding a child. Did you ever see men inside in a dance hall that time? Remember the dance halls, men on one side, women on the other, and God Almighty, to take about 5 men to shove one fellow over to persuade one woman to dance. Well, anyway, she went out. She went out. And the woman was gone. But the gallon was empty. So be God, anyway. That was strange. But in any case, she went out again and looked up and down the road, but there was no sign of the woman. And the thought was a bit strange, all right, that at least she hadn't come in to say thank you. But look, people are different. People are different, and maybe she was shy or whatever, whatever. They gradually forgot about it and time passed. But a couple of months later, a dose of TB struck part of the country and all that part of Clare, and big farmers, small farmers, other people, their cattle went down in droves. And there was no cure for TB in those days like there is today. And whose cattle didn't get TB? I don't have to tell you. Theirs. They mightn't have much, but their cattle never got TB. And of course, that man that told me that story, he said, and he was sure of it, that the reason why was that that woman in that fort that morning, she was no travelling woman. She was no beggar woman. She was one of them. The crowd. The fairies. And that was her way of saying thank you for the help they gave her that morning. So, if you help them in their troubles, they'll help you in yours.
Wonderful Eddie Lenihan there with another tale for Shanachie Corner, and Eddie will be back with another fantastic fable in the not too distant future.